You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, Brian, can you do this?
Sure. Hello and welcome to Around the Sun. I'm Brian Dashew, stepping in for series creator Brad Forenza, who has the privilege of acting opposite Vincent Pastore in this episode, The Museum. What childhood places resonate most for you? Keep them alive by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Attention patrons, the museum is now closing. We will reopen tomorrow for regular hours. All families must now exit the museum.
We're closed! Jesus Christ, give me some strength here. I said we're closed! What are you doing, kid?
The dinosaurs.
Museum's closed.
I want to see the dinosaurs.
You can't barge in here like this.
They're still on the fourth floor, aren't they?
It's after hours. I have some respect for the working man.
I want to see the dinosaurs and the blue whale. It's hanging from a ceiling somewhere.
Good, then come back in the morning.
The Hall of Oceanic Life. I remember now.
I got a big day tomorrow.
And if I'm a good boy, I get a souvenir.
Well, don't look at me, kid. I'm not your own man.
I want to see the dinosaurs and the fossils.
Yeah, and I want to punch out, so we're even.
This room looks the same.
Nothing's the same.
Well preserved.
It's a museum. It's curated. Real life is messy.
Not the artifacts, but the memories.
All fake.
No, once a year. Once a year. Before he left, he used to bring me here, and he used to put me on his shoulders so I could see the world the way Teddy Roosevelt used to see it, powerful and strong. Richard hated weakness.
Who's Richard?
He's a dick.
You were right, kid.
I'm not the problem, okay? I didn't leave.
Well, if you're tripping or something, don't bother coming back tomorrow. This is a family museum, and I know what drugs do to families.
Is the T-Rex still up there? And the Triceratops?
You don't want this on your record, kid. Trust me.
It's not a crime to be high.
It's an embarrassment.
Oh, and I suppose it is a crime to embarrass King Richard the Dick.
You're trespassing.
You're trespassing.
Yeah, you're a disgrace. Listen to yourself.
Halls of the trespassed. Halls of indigenous people. Where did they go?
Huh? Knock it off. I'm tired of hearing this.
Indigenous worlds. Indigenous artifacts created with the indigenous mind's eye. Left behind on your red earth to perish, Richard.
I'm not Richard. I don't know any Richard. My name is Bob, Big Bob.
Let me guess. Your son is Little Bob.
Don't talk about my son.
He has his own identity. You know,
I said, don't talk about my son.
He's not just an extension of you, okay? He's his own person.
You druggies, you make me sick.
You don't know me.
Oh, I know you. All you care about is getting high. Well, I got news for you. I got nothing left. So if you're packing heat, it don't matter because I'm tapped out. But if you listen, I'll get you help.
You don't want to help me. You just want to bang your chest.
I'll get you to the hospital.
That'll be someone else's problem. What else is new?
Well, you need help, and I got a big day tomorrow.
Kick the can down the road.
It's my son's birthday. I got to go way out to Coney Island.
For what? One special day? What about the other 364?
I work.
Oh, how could I forget?
If the night guards see you, they're going to throw you in the big house. They don't care. But maybe that's what you need. Cold turkey in the clink. That'll make you grow up real quick, kid.
I want to see the dinosaurs and the Hall of African Mammals like we used to see. The lion gaming the zebra. The predator pouncing his prey. The hunter gorging the hunted. Each of them feeding a larger beast more gluttonous than the last. Like Richard. Until now.
Who's Richard? Your old man?
He's a dick.
When did he die?
You can't die if you never lived.
Tonight?
I don't know. I've been away. I just found out.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Your loss.
It's not much.
Don't say that. You only get one father.
He hated me.
Fathers love their sons.
I hated him.
Then why are you here?
Because one day a year, this is where we saw each other. One day a year before he left, we saw each other the way we wanted to be seen. With me on his shoulders and both of us walking among the dinosaurs.
Fathers aren't perfect, you know. We're not trained to coddle, we're trained to protect. The father sees you in pain, what does he do? He wants to protect you from getting hurt. Why is that so horrible? A father only wants to keep you safe, so don't hate your old man for trying to steer you right.
It's not a choice.
In my day, it was.
Sobriety is not a choice. You can't just click your heels and recover. What you did was a choice.
And what about those $40,000 naps in Boca that you took? Those were choices, too.
There you go, throwing it in my face again.
Well, I'm sorry.
You always throw it in my face.
I said I'm sorry. I'm learning, too, you know.
I would never choose to hurt you.
And I would never choose to hurt you.
I missed so much.
Me, too. I thought I knew pain. I helped my parents die. I thought, well, I did my time. I'm off the hook. But I didn't know pain like this.
Tell me about him.
Who?
Your son.
I can't. But on his birthday, I talked to him. I go out to Coney Island, and on his birthday, I listen.
One special day?
One special day. And every regular day, too. Here at the museum, mopping the floors. And every regular morning, taking the train, and every regular moment right in between.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Your loss.
His name was Bobby. He loved the arcades, and the roller coasters, and the Zeppelin. Tomorrow's his birthday.
I screwed up.
I shouldn't have turned my back.
I was weak.
I was rough.
I want to see the dinosaurs.
You know the funny thing about the dinosaurs, Ricky?
Tell me.
The funny thing about the dinosaurs is that they haven't been around for millions of years, and still we talk about them. We obsess over them. Why is that?
They're part of our history, I guess.
Well, the way I see it is dinosaurs teach us that every living thing is mortal. Every living thing has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, you're still in your beginning. You still have a lot of growing up to do, a lot of time to clear the air. So the next time you saw it, Richard, just take a day and talk to him. Can you do that for your old man, Ricky? Can you just take a day and listen?
Ricky, how did you know my name?
Lucky guess. I'll always be a part of you. You know that? And if you ever forget what it feels like to be his son, just come back to the museum and walk among the dinosaurs.
One special day.
Sometimes it's all we get.
I hope I made him proud.
Of course you did. You're his son. In spite of everything, you'll always be his son.
Mm-hmm.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza, co-produced by Suzanne Ortiz-Curry and Brian Dashew, with sound design by Brandon Alexander Villarreal, conceptual art by Gene Epifan, graphic design by Melanie Hibbert, and theme music by Shane Curry. This episode also featured Joanne Archer as the museum announcer. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and continue the conversation by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.